弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴又一次有机会，虽然我们不能够面对面，在线上能够和弟兄姐妹们相聚。
We're very happy to once again gather online, even though we cannot in person.
我们的圣灵都把我们丰盛的圈在他的同在当中。
May the Holy Spirit truly bind us together in His abundance.
从今年年初的时候，我开始在主面前寻求在圣经当中有许多的人物，开始思考这些各个人物。
At the beginning of this year, I started to meditate on and ponder on the different figures within the Bible.
因为我觉得圣经把这些人丰富的记载在圣经当中，是让我们从他们个人的身上能够学到一些功课。
Because I feel that the Lord has placed, or the Bible has all these figures in here so that we can learn lessons from them.
那今天我愿意和弟兄姐妹们就着彼得的一生有些简单的交通。
Today I want to share very briefly on the life of Peter with brothers and sisters.
我们知道彼得是圣经当中我们最熟悉的人物之一。
We know that Peter is one of the most familiar figures in the Bible for us.
圣经也对彼得有许许多多的记载。
And the Bible has many recordings regarding Peter.
也是我自己最喜欢的一个圣经当中的一个人物。
He's also one of the most, the figure that I like the most.
我相信也听见许多弟兄姐妹们这样说过。
And I have also heard many brothers and sisters say the same.
每次想起彼得的时候。
Every time I think about Peter.
总是感觉到一个人他有一个非常敬虔的犹太人。
We feel like he is a very, devout Jew.
很高的道德的标准。
He has high moral standards.
那最重要的呢，我们看见他是一个真正爱主的人。
He was a man with great integrity. And we also see that he was a man who really loved the Lord.
但是圣经也的确是实实在在的记载了他许多的失败。
But the Bible has also recorded many of his failings.
那我们也能够在这些失败中看见我们自己的光景。
And within these failures, we can also see our own condition.
但是我们看见神在他身上做了荣耀的工作。
And yet we see that that God has done a great and glorious work in his life.
神把彼得一个打鱼的变成初代教会神能够使用的最重要的使徒之一。
From a fisherman, God changed him so that he was one of the most used persons, in establishing the early church.
在初代教会当中彼得和他的弟兄姐妹们一同在地上为神建立教会。
And at the beginning, Peter, together with other brothers and sisters, built the early church.
所以今天当我们来看彼得的一生的时候。
So today, as we look at the life of Peter.
我们虽然没有彼得的那样同样的功用。
Even though we may not have the same function or gifts as Peter.
但是我们相信神要在彼得身上所做的工作，生命改变的工作，他也愿意做在我们每个人身上。
But we believe that the life-changing work that he did in Peter is also the same work that he desires to do in us.
那我们当我们来看这些特别是看当彼得有些失败软弱的时候。
And especially when we look at his failures.
实在是我们是带着一个非常谦卑学习的态度。
And his weaknesses, we really should come before this with a humble attitude.
那并不是要判断或者是批评。
Not to judge, not to condemn.
那彼得的一生在圣经当中有非常丰富的记载。
There are many recordings regarding Peter in the Bible.
我们只能选择几个来交通。
But we can only select a few to share upon.
那我们先有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer first.
主，我们非常感恩来到你的面前。
Lord, we truly are thankful to come before you.
今天早晨我们能够和弟兄姐妹们在线上相聚。
And to be able to gather together online with brothers and sisters today.
我们珍惜这样的机会。
We truly treasure these opportunities.
我们求你早晨借着你荣耀的灵来充满在每个弟兄姐妹们的家里。
This morning, through your presence, may you fill every house of brothers and sisters.
我们求你借着你的圣灵来膏抹讲的、翻的和听的。
And we ask that you would anoint speakers, the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners with your anointing.
把这些非常熟悉的经文借着圣灵能够向我们有新的开启。
And to have true and new revelation through these verses that we may be familiar with.
我们也求你眷顾你软弱的仆人。
And you also sustain your weak servant.
愿你亲自出来说话。
That you yourself would speak.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
把下面的时间完全的交在你的手中。
We fully commit the following time into your hands.
求你祝福。
May you bless it.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray this in the most holy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们第一个要交通的第一个彼得的经历是记载在路加福音第五章一到八节。
The first passage that we're going to look at regarding Peter is recorded in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8.
那这个可能是彼得刚开始遇见主的时候的一个光景。
This may be Peter's condition when he just met the Lord.
我们中英文这几节圣经都一起来读一遍。
Let's read it together in Chinese and English.
路加福音的五章从一到第八节。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 5 verses 1 through 8.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，彼得就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮忙。他们把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。那这里边我们看见这个故事是发生在这个格尼萨勒湖边。
We see that the story takes place at the lake of Gennesaret.
那这个格尼萨勒其实就是加利利海。
And actually, this is also the lake of Galilee.
那也是在约翰福音二十一章里边所提到那个提比利亚。
It is also the Tiberia mentioned in John.
那这个格尼萨勒和提比利亚其实都是在加利利湖、加利利海旁边的一些城镇。
These are all different little cities all around this lake.
这个时候主耶稣基督刚刚出来传道。
At this point, the Lord Jesus Christ had just come out to preach.
那有一天呢，众人拥挤他。
And at one day, there was a great crowd pressing around him.
他看见了两只船。
And he saw two boats.
那这里边我们看见这些打鱼的人已经离开了船，他们整夜在那边打鱼，已经开始去洗网。
And we see that the fishermen had left the boats. They were fishing all night, and they were now washing the nets.
那我们看见有一只船是西门，西门就是彼得。
And we see that one of the boats belonged to Simon. Simon is Peter.
主耶稣上去请他把船撑开，坐在船上教训众人。
He asked Peter to bring the boat out a little bit so that he can stand in there and preach.
那讲完了之后呢，他就对彼得说，说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Afterwards, he asked Peter to put the boat deep in the water and let down his nets.
这是对彼得的一个呼召。
This was a calling for Peter.
代表着彼得一生服事当中一个非常重要的一个部分。
It represents a very important aspect and part of Peter's service.
就是要彼得要把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
That is so that Peter would take his boat out into the deep of the waters. And cast his net down to catch fish.
因为主让彼得要得人如得鱼。
Because the Lord desired for Peter to catch men as he caught fish.
那这个水深之处，我们都知道它代表一个艰难的环境。
And we know that the deep waters represent difficult environments.
我们想这时候彼得可能还没有能够完全明白主向着他一生的呼召。
And we know that at this point, Peter may not have fully understood the calling that the Lord had for his life.
但是我们知道神在他的心中已经有这样的一个心意。
But we know that God within his heart already had this desire, this will.
神不仅在彼得的身上有这样的心意。
God not only has this will for Peter.
神在我们每个人身上也有同样的心意。
He has the same will for all of us.
他要我们在地上的时候能够为他得人如得鱼。
He wants us while we are on earth to receive men as catching fish.
那我们看见历史历代当中许多的弟兄姐妹们答应了主的呼召。
And we see throughout history, many brothers and sisters are called by the Lord.
他们到了水深之处。
They went into the deep waters.
他们到了世界当中各个地方非常艰难的环境当中把福音传出去。
They went throughout the world and into very difficult environments to share the gospel.
我们今天也是这个福音的受益者。
And we are also those who receive this gospel today.
我们也知道不论今天我们在什么样的环境当中
We know that no matter what circumstances or environment we're in,
主呼召我们要成为他在地上的见证。
The Lord has called us to be his testimony on earth.
传福音其实不论是在哪个环境当中都是比较艰难的。
No matter what environment you're in, sharing the gospel is difficult.
我们感谢主我们许多的弟兄姐妹们答应他这样的呼召。
And we thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters have answered his call.
在我们前面的弟兄姐妹们甚至付上了生命的代价。
Brothers and sisters before us, in fact, have given their life for it.
我们今天也盼望着神感动我们。
Today, we also hope that God would move us.
也能够答应主的呼召。
And that we also can answer his call.
我们看见这个时候彼得要在主面前学习一个功课。
We see that Peter at this moment wants to learn a lesson before the Lord.
就是要在小事上学习顺服主的命令。
To, in these small matters, obey his command.
神才可能把更大的命令托付给他。
In that way, God can give him greater command.
这个下网打鱼对彼得来说可能是一个再熟悉不过的一件事情。
Catching fish, putting down his, laying down his net is a very, common and ordinary task for Peter.
因为彼得就是一个专业打鱼的人。
Because he is a professional fisherman.
他在加利利湖上打鱼为生。
On the Sea of Galilee, Lake Gennesaret, he made a living, as a fisherman.
但是在这个时候，主耶稣基督这个呼召是违反常识的。
But this calling from the Lord at this moment was, against the ordinary.
是违反彼得他们的经验的。
It was against Peter's own, experience.
因为这里边圣经告诉我们说这几个专业打鱼的人他们整夜劳力都没有打到什么。
Because the Bible tells us that these professional fishermen had been working all night and they caught nothing.
但主跟他们说呢你们要把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
But the Lord told them to put out their boats into the deep water and let down their nets for a catch.
我觉得这个是对彼得他们来说呢他们当时的感觉应该是他们整夜已经劳累了那现在主耶稣基督他并不是一个有经验打鱼的人告诉他们下网打鱼这是违反他们正常的经历的
Now for Peter and the rest of them who are professional fishermen they may think this goes against their own experience because Jesus was an inexperienced fishing person at fishing
但是我们非常感谢主我们看见彼得在这里边向着主有一个非常好的顺服。
So we thank the Lord because Peter was obedient to the Lord.
因为彼得说夫子我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么但依从你的话我就下网。
Because Peter said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets.
但依从你的话我就下网。
I will do as you say and let down the nets.
这是一个何等美好的回答。
This is a wonderful reply.
彼得放下了他自己的经验。
Peter laid aside his own experience.
他放下了他的主张。
He laid aside his will.
他愿意在这些最小的事情上来学习顺服主。
And he was willing to obey the Lord, learn to obey the Lord in the smallest matters.
他就看见了神的能力。
And he saw the power of God.
像主的生命的能力要从我们身上能够被彰显出来。
Just as the power of the life of the Lord being manifested in us.
我们也必须放下我们自己。
We must also lay ourselves down.
放下我们许多的习惯、主张和经历。
To lay down our own habits, experiences, and our will.
让主的在最小的事情上，他的命令我们能够顺服。
So that in the smallest matters, we can obey the command of the Lord.
那我们知道这个结果呢，是他们下了网。
We know the result. They cast their nets.
圣经说他们圈到了许多鱼，网险些裂开。
And the Bible says that they enclosed upon many fish to the point where the net was to break.
并且呢，彼得把他同伴叫来，两只船都装满了，几乎要沉下去。
And so Peter called signal for his partners, and both boats were filled with fish.
那我们知道，我们想这个时候的彼得，他应该是非常非常的高兴。
And when we think about it, Peter at that moment should be very, very happy.
对于我这个抓鱼比吃鱼更快乐的人，我完全可以想象。
For me as a person who finds more joy in catching fish than eating fish, I can imagine.
对，抓到了这么多的鱼，他是应该非常非常高兴。
To be able to catch so many fish, how much joy and how happy should he be?
在这里边，我们看见了彼得有一个完全让我们意想不到的举动。
But we see that Peter has his reaction and response is something that we could not imagine.
五章八节记载说，西门彼得看见就俯伏在主耶稣基督的膝前。
Chapter 5, verse 8, it says, When Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying,
他说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
我们这时候不知道彼得真正的看见了什么。
We don't know what Peter saw at that time.
但是他看见了一个完全不一样的人。
But he saw a completely different person.
他看见了主耶稣基督，他自己生命当中，他以前没有看见。
He saw the Lord Jesus Christ as something that he had never seen in his life.
他觉得自己的生命不配。
And he thought his own life was not worthy.
所以他说，主啊，我是个罪人，请你离开我。
And so he said, Lord, go away from me, for I am a sinful man.
从圣经当中我们知道彼得他是一个非常敬虔的犹太人。
From the Bible we can tell that Peter was a very devout Jew.
甚至在许多什么东西可以吃，什么东西不可以吃的这些小事上，他都严格的遵循神的诫命。
He followed the commandments of the Lord, even regarding the most strict rules, what to eat, what not to eat.
所以我们知道他在他的生活当中，可能没有很多的罪行。
So we know that within his life, he may not have much sin.
那什么让他有这样的一个感觉呢？
So what gave him this feeling?
让他感觉到是他与主生命完全是不配。
To have a sense that his life was completely unworthy of the Lord.
我们知道这是圣灵在我们里边的开启。
We know that this is a revelation by the Holy Spirit within us.
当我们还不认识主的时候。
Before we came to know the Lord.
我们觉得自己还是挺好的。
We thought we were pretty good.
我们觉得我们自己没罪，我们是好人。
We thought we were sinless, we were good people.
但是当我们真正认识主的时候，
But when we truly came to know the Lord,
我们才发现我们自己的生命和主是何等的不配。
We find then that our life was truly incompatible with the Lord's.
我还记得我信主之后大概三年到四年的时候。
I still remember about 3-4 years after I became a believer.
我刚才提到信主之前呢，一直觉得是一个不错的人。
I mentioned just now that before we were saved, we thought we were a good person.
信主的时候我们承认我们是一个罪人。
When we are saved, we admit that we are confessed that we are a sinner.
但是并没有什么特别深的感觉。
But we may not have any a very deep feeling.
当我信主三四年之后。
But 3-4 years after.
有一段时间圣灵一直在我里边做一个开启的工作。
The Holy Spirit was doing this work of revelation of revealing something to me.
让我看见我是一个何等的罪人。
To see that I was a great sinner.
到了一个地步，我是实在是觉得主为什么要救我？
Until a point where I thought, why did the Lord want to save me?
实在是里边有许多的疑问，像我这样的一个罪人，完全不配得主的救恩。
As for me, this sinner, I was unworthy of the salvation of the Lord.
那我们知道仇敌也会利用许多的机会来搅扰我们。
We also know that the enemy will take these opportunities to bother us.
当我们有这些感觉的时候，实在是有的时候让我们觉得我们得着这个救恩是真实的吗？
Sometimes when we come to these situations, we may question, is the salvation that I've received real?
我那时候常常一直在问自己。
At that time, I would often question myself.
主为什么要救你？
Why did the Lord save you?
我们的得救是真实的吗？
Is my salvation true, real?
但是非常感谢主。
But truly thank the Lord.
每次在这样一个挣扎的过程当中，
Every time as I was struggling,
圣灵总是把我带到那个十字架的底下。
The Holy Spirit always brought me back under the cross.
让我看见主耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们被挂。
Because I saw the Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross for me.
有的时候那个真实好像就可以看见 在加略的十字架上，我们的主为着我的罪被挂。
And at that moment, it was like you could see the Lord, our Lord, being crucified on the cross for me.
所以过了一段时间，圣灵在里边做了一个确据。
So the Holy Spirit did the work of this assurance.
我们的得救不是我们自己的行为。
We are not saved based off our own deeds.
救恩完全是主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就。
Salvation was accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
无论我们是软弱是刚强。
Whether we are strong or weak.
我们都不能够改变这个事实。
We cannot change this fact.
更宝贵的是仇敌也不能够改变这个事实。
Even more precious is that the enemy cannot change this fact.
因为主耶稣基督已经为我们做成。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has already accomplished it for us.
他一次永远的在十字架上完成了救恩。
Once and for all, he fulfilled salvation on the cross.
满足了神对圣洁公义的要求。
He satisfied the requirements that God had regarding holiness, purity, and righteousness.
凡信他的人，愿意接受他的人，他能都能够拯救到底。
All those who are willing to accept him and believe in him will receive it.
当然我们在成圣的路上还有许多许多的功课，许多的训练要学。
Of course, on this journey, we have many, many lessons to learn.
但是在那一次的经历让我知道，我们的救恩是主耶稣基督给的，是不能够被动摇的。
But that experience told me that our salvation was given by the Lord Jesus and nothing can change that.
无论我们是配还是不配。
Whether or not we are worthy.
是神的工作。
It is the work of God.
我们感谢主，彼得在这里边，他从主耶稣基督生命的本质上对他有了一个更深的认识。
We thank the Lord that Peter came to have a deeper revelation and knowing of the Lord and his life.
我们要看的第二个经历是记载在马太福音第十四章。
We see the second recording in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14.
也记载在马可福音的第六章。
And also recorded in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 6.
那我们知道在第十四章有一个非常重要的一件事情发生。
We see that in chapter 14 something very important happens.
就是那天主耶稣基督用五饼，五个小饼，两条小鱼喂饱了五千人。
We see that the Lord Jesus fed 5,000 people.With five loaves of bread and two fish.
那这五千人呢是还没有算妇女和儿童。
These 5,000 people were women and children were not included in the 5,000.
所以那天主耶稣基督是实在是喂饱了许许多多的人。
And so that day the Lord Jesus actually fed many more.
所以当这件事情发生之后
，After these things took place，
在马太福音第十四章二十二节开始记载着耶稣就催促门徒们上船。
In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14 verse 22, we see the Lord asking the disciples to get into the boat.
让他们先渡到湖的那边去。
So that they can cross over to the other side of the lake.
然后他自己独自上山去祷告。
And then he can go into the mountains to pray on his own.
那时候船在海中，圣经记载说阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。
And at that time, the boat was in the sea and it was being battered by the waves.
夜里四更天的时候，主耶稣基督在海面上行走。
And in the fourth watch of the night, the Lord Jesus began to walk on the sea.
因为门徒们在海上已经挣扎了很久。
Because the disciples had been struggling for a long time in the sea.
我们知道犹太人的他们的算时间呢是这个更夜间的更次是每一个更次三个小时。
And we know that the Jews count or track time by watches, and every watch is 3 hours.
要长夜的这些季节就有四个更次。
In longer seasons, there are 4 watches.
短的夜间短的季节就是三个更次。
In a shorter season, there are only 3 watches at night.
那这个时候讲到圣经告诉我们说是四更天的时候，就是说门徒们在海上至少有九个小时的时间。
And so the Bible tells us it was in the fourth watch of the night that this happened, and so we know that the disciples had already been there in the boat for about 9 hours.
他们在海上挣扎，摇橹甚苦。
They were struggling, they were battling the waves.
所以主耶稣基督呢，就走到他们的附近。
And so the Lord Jesus walked to them.
当他们看见主耶稣基督在海上行走的时候
，The Lord Jesus Christ, when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ walking on water,
他们以为是个鬼怪，都非常害怕。
They thought it was a ghost and they were fearful.
主说呢，放心，是我，不要害怕。
The Lord said, it is me.
彼得说如果是你请你也让我在海面上走过去。
And Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
那我们都知道主说你来吧。彼得就走到水上。
And we all know that the Lord said, come, and Peter began to walk on the sea.
但是当他看见这些风浪太大的时候就快要沉下去。
But when he saw the wind and the waves, he began to sink.
他就喊主啊救我。
And he cried out, Lord, save me.
主就抓住他马上把他救出来。
The Lord stretched out his hand, took hold of him, and saved him.
他们一同上了船风就住了。
And they, together they entered the boat and the waters were calm.
这是这段记载。
This was this recording.
那从这段经文当中我们要学怎样的一个功课呢？
So what lesson are we to learn from this story?
我们看见当主耶稣基督那天喂饱了用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人之后。
You see that after the Lord Jesus Christ fed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fish.
他就催促这些门徒们上船。
He asked the disciples to get onto the boat, into the boat.
我深深的感觉这是一个信心的操练。
And I truly believe that this was a training and lesson in faith.
因为当门徒们在这个海上已经摇橹至少九个小时的时候。
Because as the disciples struggled for at least 9 hours in this boat.
据说这段路呢从海上这个划船大概有四五个小时就可以从他们的地方到那个目的地。
In reality, they could probably cross over to the other side within 4 to 5 hours of rowing.
圣经记载他们九个小时更详细的一个地方说他们 还在那个海的中间只有走了一半的路。
And the Bible recorded that they had spent 9 hours rowing, and in some other details, it records that they were still in the middle of the sea.
所以看见是他们在一个何等艰难的光景当中。
So you see that they were in a very difficult and trying environment.
但是我们非常奇怪地发现这些经文里面告诉我们说他们一直在那边挣扎。
But very interestingly, the Bible says that they continued to struggle there.
并没有记载他们祷告。
And yet it did not record them praying.
这是一个非常奇怪的现象。
This is a very peculiar situation.
当白天他们已经看见主耶稣基督的能力。
During the day, they had already seen the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在这个黑夜的时候，夜深风大的时候。
But in the depth of the night, when the waves and the wind were battering them.
他们似乎是忘记了主耶稣基督。
They seems like they forgot the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们没有向他祷告。
They didn't pray to him.
更奇怪的是，当主耶稣基督从他们旁边走过的时候。
More interestingly, as the Lord Jesus walked to them,
他们完全没有认出来他，他以为是个鬼怪。
The disciples did not recognize him, and they thought he was a ghost.
主耶稣连忙要对他们说，要安慰他们。
And the Lord Jesus comforted them.
这个是不是我们生活当中许多的经历呢？
Isn't this many of our own experiences?
在许多的时候，我们在长期的挣扎当中。
And many times we are struggling for a long period.
但是我们似乎忘记了向主祷告。
And it seems as though we have forgotten to pray to the Lord.
主耶稣要从我们的旁边经过，要用许多的方法来提醒我们。
The Lord Jesus passes by us and he tries to use different things to remind us.
他告诉我们，他从来没有离开过我们。
To tell us that he has never left our side.
他离我们不远。
That he is always near.
但有的时候我们完全没有办法去知道，这就是主。
But oftentimes we cannot notice that this is the Lord.
所以我们要从这里边学习一个功课。
So we need to learn a lesson from this.
我们的信心要建立在主耶稣基督的同在上。
That our faith needs to be established and built on the presence of the Lord.
并且他的同在从来没有远离我们。
And his presence has never departed from us.
那在这次训练当中，我们看见圣经还有一个比较特别的记载。
During this training, we see in the Bible another interesting recording.
那是记载在马可福音六章第四十五节。
This is in Mark chapter 6, verse 45.
在这个后半节说呢，说主耶稣基督就在海面上行走，意思要走过他们去。
In the second half of the verse, it says, the disciples, Jesus.
Intended to pass to pass. Intended to pass by them. 45.
Jesus intended to pass by them.
那我们看这英文里边呢就更清楚，说是主呢他是有目的的要走过他们去，并没有想到他的船上去。
So he had intentionally wanted to pass by them and not get into the boat.
我们就觉得非常的奇怪。
So we find it very interesting, very peculiar.
为什么主没有想直接就到他们船上去，而是要走过他们去呢？
Why did the Lord want to pass by them and not get into the boat?
那主是要提醒他们。
The Lord wanted to remind them.
我觉得门徒们，我们感觉门徒们这时候因为白天的事情，他们应该有很大的信心。
We thought that the disciples should have great faith because of what happened during the day.
他们甚至说可以用主的名，借着主的名祷告，平静风浪。
And they could pray to in the name of the Lord and cause the waves to calm.
那如果不是这样的话，当主耶稣基督他们已经看见主耶稣基督的时候，他们可以有更确切的一个祷告。
And when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ, they could have an even more powerful prick.
所以当主这个时候呢，要走过他们，实际上是给他们一个提醒。
So at this time, when the Lord Jesus was walking past them, it was a reminder.
让他们看见主。
That they would see, they would look to the Lord.
让他们使用他们的信心。
And to exercise their faith.
我们实在是要为这个感谢主。
And we truly need to thank the Lord because of this.
我们自己的经历，我想许多的弟兄们的经历也是这样。
And I believe our experience and many brothers and sisters have the same experience.
所以有的时候我们可能在一个难处当中。
Sometimes we may be in a difficult situation.
我们觉得好像主并没有与我同在。
And we feel maybe the Lord is not with us.
但是主实际上就在我们的身边。
But in reality, the Lord is right by our side.
他要借着这些环境来提醒我们。
He wants to use these environments to remind us.
要提醒我们，他要答应我们的祷告。
To remind us that he will answer our prayers.
所以我们应该常常圣灵来提醒我们的时候，我们应该里边有一个确据，主没有离弃我们。
So when the Bible reminds us, we need to have this assurance that the Lord has never left us.
所以我们为着这个感谢主。
So for this, we thank the Lord.
我们非常感谢主，主在圣经当中把这些彼得的事情记载下来。
We thank the Lord that the Bible records all these things about Peter.
很多的时候呢，其实他是给我们做了一个例子。
And many times he is an example for us.
要回答许多的问题。
And an answer to many questions.
那在这些经文里边呢，我们看见彼得就对主说主啊，如果是你，请你叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
We see in these recordings, Peter says, Lord, if it is you, then let me come to you on the water.
这也是一个很特别的请求。
This was also a very interesting request.
如果我们想一想，如果我们是这些门徒，我们在风浪里边已经挣扎了九个小时。
If we think about it, if we were the disciples, if we had been struggling for 9 hours on the water,
这时候主已经来到了我们面前。
And at this time, the Lord has already come to us.
我们最大的要求是什么呢？
What is our greatest request?
我们最大的要求，我想应该是主啊，你来平静风浪。
It should be, Lord, calm the sea.
但是彼得在这里边并没有这样说。
But Peter did not say this.
彼得要用另外一个方法来验证主的显现。
Peter wanted to use another method to prove the appearance of the Lord.
其实我觉得这是我们人类的一个通病。
I think this is a common problem with man.
好多的时候其实我们并没有知道我们最需要的是什么。
Many times we don't know what we need the most.
但神是有怜悯。
But God has mercy.
如果特别有的时候我们跟弟兄姐妹们交通，特别是跟福音朋友们交通的时候，我们常常会发现这样的现象，我们自己也是一样。
A lot of times when we fellowship with brothers and sisters or gospel friends and ourselves, we find it is so.
有的时候我们跟福音朋友们交通，我们说他可能现在一些难处当中，我们说主是你唯一问题的答案。
When we're speaking with gospel friends and they may be in some trouble and we tell them, the Lord is your only answer.
接受主。他能带领你的人生的脚步。
Except the Lord and he can lead you in your life.
我们知道在那个环境光景当中，他最需要的就是主。
We know that in that circumstance and in that environment, the thinking the most is the Lord.
啊，他最需要做的就是接受主。
And the thing he needs to do the most is to accept the Lord.
啊，弟兄姐妹们都非常清楚。
All the brothers and sisters are very sure and clear on this.
但是常常我们会发现很奇怪，他会问一些其他完全没有关系的问题。
But very interestingly, they will start asking all these questions that are unrelated.
好像用这些好奇心来企图证明主的存在。
They want to use their curiosity to prove the presence of the Lord.
但是我们非常感谢神，我们的神是一个何等怜悯的神。
But we truly thank God because our God is a merciful God.
他愿意回答我们的每一个请求。
He is willing to answer all our requests.
所以我们看见主这个时候他并没有责备彼得。
So we see that the Lord here did not rebuke Peter.
他只是说主，那彼得你来吧。
He only said, come.
所以彼得呢就真的下了船，就在水上开始行走。
So Peter got out of the boat and he started walking on the water.
但是我们都知道这大家都非常熟悉这段经文，当他看见这旁边的风浪大的时候就开始下沉。
But we're all very familiar with this passage when he sees the waves, how big the waves are around him, he starts to sink.
彼得在这边用他的行动给我们做了一个非常好的例子。
Peter, using his actions, gave us a great example.
当我们定睛在主耶稣基督身上的时候，
When we place our vision and our eyes on the Lord,
他可以成就人类所不能成就的事情。
He can accomplish what man cannot.
但是当我们的目光转向我们的环境，这些风浪，我们就开始惧怕，我们就开始下沉。
So when we turn our eyes to our environment, to the wind and the waves, then we start to sink.
所以他就开始喊说，主啊，救我。
So he starts to cry out, Lord, save me.
这是圣经当中最短的一个祷告。
This is the shortest prayer recorded in the Bible.
我想也可能是回答最快的祷告之一。
I think it's also the shortest answer to come from a prayer.
因为这里边告诉我们说呢，主耶稣基督就赶紧拉着他的手。
Because we see here that the Lord Jesus quickly grabbed hold of his hand.
我们非常感谢神。
We truly thank God.
我记得在好多年前，那时候我们刚刚来到西雅图不久。
I remember many years ago, when we had just arrived in Seattle.
我不记得那个日子，但是一个星期六，因为那一天我们有福音聚会。
I don't remember the date, but it was a Saturday, and there was a gospel meeting that day.
那一天，我们从 Bellevue 那边开回，下午的时候，从 Bellevue 那时候，开车回到西雅图这边。
We were driving back in the afternoon from Bellevue to Seattle.
当我们开车到520的桥上的时候，
When we were on the 520 bridge.
那天的那个交通比较拥挤。
There was a lot of traffic that day.
前面的车都停下来，我也停下来。
And all the cars in front of me had come to a stop, and so did I.
So 我就从那个后视镜里边往后看了一下。
I looked in my rear view mirror.
我看见一辆车正在飞快的冲过来。
I saw a car speeding towards us.
因为那是一个下午，从太阳从西边往东边照。
And it was in the afternoon, so the sun was shining from west to east.
所以我们那个车里边那个看得很清楚。
So we could see very clearly from our car.
我看见一个女士，她是开车的，但是她正在没有开车，她正在读东西。
We saw a woman driving, but she was looking down at something.
非常快的速度冲过来。
At a very high speed.
那我知道这个事件是免不了，我们在桥上没有地方可跑。
And I knew that this it was inevitable what was to happen because we were stuck on the bridge.
所以我摁了一下那个喇叭。
So I honked my horn.
然后我就喊主啊救我。
And I cried out, Lord, save me.
然后我看见那个人，他也突然发现前面的车已经停下来，他还在车里边大叫，但是已经来不及了，车就撞过来。
And she suddenly realized that the cars in front of her had stopped, and I could see her scream in her car, but it was too late, and she hit me.
然后我的车被撞了，被推到前面，把前面的车也撞。
And my car impacted the car in front of me as well.
车前边和后边都扁了。
The front and rear of my car was smashed in.
但是非常感谢主，我们在车里的人都没事。
But really, thank the Lord, all of us in the car were unharmed.
前面那个女士也没有事，前面那车里边的人也没有事。
The woman behind me was unharmed. The car in front also, they were safe.
我的那个气囊出来把脸擦破了一点皮，但几天就好了。
The airbag had deployed, and there was a little abrasion on my face, but after a few days, it healed.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是一个彼得在这边给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。我们在急难当中可以求告主。
So brothers and sisters, Peter gave us a great example here that in times of crisis, we can call to the Lord to save us.
当我们求告主的时候，他就来到我们身边。
When we ask the Lord, he comes.
他就给我们保护。
And he protects us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是在这次信心的检验当中，门徒们并没有通过。
But this time, in this test of faith, the disciples did not pass.
因为主告诉他们说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑？
Because the Lord said to them, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
但是主还是和他们一起上了船，风就住了。
And yet the Lord entered into the boat with them, and the wind and the waves were calmed.
这是一个何等慈爱怜悯的主。
This was a very merciful and loving God.
我们在人生的经历当中有许多这样的经历，我们在信心当中失败。
We might have any of these experiences where we fail in our faith.
但是我们知道我们的主没有离开我们。
But we know that our Lord has not left.
在他的慈爱和怜悯当中，他要上到我们这个人生的船上。
In his loving kindness, in his mercy, he is to enter into our boat of life.
他要为我们平静风浪。
And he is to stop the winds for us.
所以我们可以随时来到他的面前。
So we can come before him at any time.
我们可以向他祷告。
We can pray to him.
因为他是有怜悯的神。
Because he is a God who has mercy.
他愿意和我们同行。
And he is willing to walk with us.
我们要看的第三个经历是记载在马太福音第十六章。
We want to take a look at the third experience, which is recorded in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
是从第十三节记载到第二十三节。
From verse 13 through 23.
这个时候门徒们跟随主耶稣基督已经有一段的时间。
At this point, the disciples had already been following the Lord for some time.
主用他的生命来改变他们。
And the Lord, through his life, changed them.
主也在许多的事情上教导他们。
And the Lord taught them in many things.
那这一天他们来到了这个该撒利亚的一个境内。
They came to Caesarea Philippi.
那主就要问他的门徒们有一个问题。
And the Lord asked his disciples a question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
主问他的门徒们说人说我人子是谁。
The Lord asked them, who do people say that the Son of Man is?
那门徒们就告诉主耶稣说有的人说你是施洗约翰，有的人说是以利亚。
And the disciples replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah.
有的人又说呢是耶利米或者是先知当中的一位。
Still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
那主问他们说你们说我是谁。
The Lord asked them then, who do you say I am?
彼得这边回答说。
And Peter answered.
彼得说是你是基督是永生神的儿子。
He said, you are the Christ, you are the son of the living God.
那这句话让主的心非常的满足。
And this satisfied the heart of the Lord.
所以主就对彼得说西门巴约拿你是有福的。
So the Lord said to Peter, blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
因为这不是从属血气的人指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示你。
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Excuse me. And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
这是我们看见主耶稣基督的心是何等的满足。
We see that the heart of the Lord Jesus was truly satisfied.
因为他看见了天父把一个非常重要的启示在他的门徒们心里。
Because you see, he saw that the Heavenly Father had revealed a great revelation to the disciples.
这对我们每个信主的人来讲都是一个非常重要的一个启示和认识。
And for all us believers, this is a very important revelation.
就是主耶稣基督他到底是谁。
That is, who exactly is the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们无论是得到的直接的启示还是间接的启示，我觉得这个事情对教会，对每位弟兄姐妹们都是非常至关重要。
Whether we receive direct or indirect revelation, it is imperative for all brothers and sisters in this body.
我们在地上的聚会必须要认识到主耶稣基督是谁。
And in our gathering here on earth, we must recognize who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
否则我们的聚会就可能和其和社会的团体和其一些宗教或者是一些慈善机构没有什么两样。
Otherwise, we would not be any different, in compared to other organizations, other religious groups, or, other charities.
我们必须要认识到主耶稣基督是谁。
We must recognize who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
彼得在这里边用了非常简单的一句话说，你是基督永生神的儿子。
Peter, in a very short statement, said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
这是我们今天要认识的。
This is also what we have to come to know today.
我们知道基督的另外一个意思就是弥赛亚。
We know that the meaning of Christ, another meaning of Christ is Messiah.
它的原文的意思就是受膏者。
And in the original translation, it is the anointed one.
在旧约的时代，神用了几千年的时间在以色列人中间来显明这件事情。
And in the Old Testament, he revealed this.
他用了三种人来做代表。
He used three different people to as representatives.
就是君王、祭司和先知。
That is the king, priest and prophet.
这三种人是在旧约时代，他们是受膏然后承受职分的。
And these three types of people, were anointed and received a special mission.
当主耶稣基督来到地上的时候，圣经把他称作是弥赛亚。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth, he was called the Messiah.
弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者。
And the Messiah means the anointed one.
所以主耶稣基督把这三个身份完全集中在他个人的身上。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, concludes these three, entities in himself.
君王就是代表一个国度，并且他在国度当中有权柄。
As the king, represents a kingdom and the authority within this kingdom.
在这个国度当中仇敌是没有任何地位。
Within this kingdom, the enemy has no place.
主耶稣基督做先知。
The Lord Jesus Christ as a prophet.
他把神的心意带到地上。
He brought the will of God to the earth.
让人能够明白神在地上所要做的工作。
So that man would recognize and understand the work that God is to do.
主耶稣基督是祭司。
The Lord Jesus as priest.
圣经告诉我们说他是那个大祭司。
The Bible tells us that he is the great high priest.
他服侍神，把神的子民带到神的面前。
He serves the people of God and he brings us before God.
他离开了地上，今天仍然在天上为我们做大祭司。
Even though he is parted from the earth, and yet today he is in the heavens, as priest.
我们今天是基督徒。
Today we are Christians.
我们虽然没有这些祭司、君王和先知的职分。
Even though we don't have these positions as king, priest, and prophet.
但是我们得着了主耶稣基督的生命。
But we have received the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们的生命里边应该有这些功能。
And within this life, we should have these functions.
彼得就告诉我们说，你们是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Peter tells us that we are, a royal priesthood, a chosen nation. We are, people of God.
我们有这个君王的生命。
We have the life of a king.
我们要记得，仇敌在我们身上就没有地位。
And we need to remember that the enemy has no place in our lives.
当然，我们经历告诉我们有许多软弱的时候。
Of course, our experience tells us that we have many moments of weaknesses.
但是真理告诉我们说，如果我们赤守主耶稣基督的生命，我们可以在仇敌面前夸胜。
The Bible tells us that if we hold on to the life of Christ, then we can be victorious before the enemy.
我们虽然不是先知，但是我们有先知的功用。
Even though we are not prophets, but we have a function of a prophet.
圣灵可以把他的话解释，然后我们弟兄姐妹们可以彼此交通。
The Holy Spirit can interpret His word, the word of God, and we can share that with brothers and sisters.
那我们在地上的时候，也可以服侍神的，彼此服侍，作为祭司。
And on earth, we can serve one another as priests.
那彼得在这边告诉。耶稣在这里边，主耶稣告诉彼得说，他是永生神的儿子。
And here Peter tells the Lord Jesus Christ that he is the Son of the Living God.
这是另外非常重要的一个提醒。
This is another very important reminder.
讲到我们和主耶稣基督之间的关系。
Speaking of our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ.
是一个生命的关系。
It is a living, a relationship of life.
主耶稣基督是长子。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son.
他要带领众子一同进入到神的面前。
He is the firstborn, and he will lead all sons into glory.
一同进入到荣耀里边去。
And together into glory.
所以我们跟神之间的关系不是一个宗教上的关系。
And so our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is not a religious one.
因为主耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。我们也是神的儿子。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and we are also the sons of God.
所以这是一个非常非常重要的认识。
So this is a very, very important recognition.
教会今天要在建立地上被建立。
Today the church is to be built up.
必须要认识主耶稣基督的身份。
And we must recognize the status of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主就告诉他呢，说你得着了天国的权柄。
So the Lord said to him, you have received the authority of the heavens.
你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Or the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
当教会在地上能够抓住主耶稣基督的身位。
When the church can grab hold of the status and position of the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够和神有生命的连接的时候。
And can have this connection in life with God.
我们也可以得到这样的权柄。
We can also receive this authority.
对，接下来主耶稣基督告诉他们说他要上耶路撒冷。
And then the Lord Jesus Christ told them that he was to go to Jerusalem.
并且受害被杀。
And be put to death.
对，我们这时候看见了彼得就非常不愿意这件事情发生。
We see that Peter was extremely against this and did not want it to happen.
他拉着主说这是万万不可。
And he said, Lord, may it never be.
但是主呢对他的责备是非常严厉的。
And yet the Lord's rebuke was very severe.
主说撒旦退我后面去。
The Lord said, Satan, get behind me.
我们看见在主耶稣基督在地上的时候和许多人特别是这些法利赛人和宗教人士有许多的辩论。
We see that the Lord Jesus Christ had many
arguments with Pharisees.
Had many conversations with Pharisees.
但没有一次主耶稣基督用到这样一个严厉的批评。
Or debates, but not once did he have such a severe rebuke.
有的时候我们感觉到好像在这边替着彼得有点抱不平。
Sometimes we may feel it was unfair to Peter.
因为彼得在这边他纯粹是为了主的好意，他所爱的主，他不愿意他去上受死受苦。
Because Peter was only saying this out of love and for the goodness of the Lord, and he did not want harm to come to him.
但是我们看见主对他的责备是何等的严厉。
But we see that the Lord's rebuke was very severe.
那主告诉我们为什么是这样。
And the Lord tells us why.
他说因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Because you're not mindful of God's will, but only that of man.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督在地上最重要的一件事情，就是要体贴神的心意。
So we see that the most important thing for the Lord is to be mindful of the will of God.
这也是我们今天在地上应该学习。
This also is a lesson that we should learn here on earth.
愿我们在我们的生活和服事当中能够常常体贴神的心意。
May we in our life and in our service be more mindful of the heart and will of God.
使我们的主耶稣基督的心得着满足。
So that the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ may be satisfied.
好，我们就交通在这，我们再有些祷告。
We'll end our sharing here and let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank and praise you.
你把彼得的事迹放在我们面前。
That you have placed before us the life of Peter.
让我们看见一个跟随你的人你所要的。
So that we can see what you desire from a person who follows you.
能够顺服你的命令。
To obey your commands.
看到水深之处为你得人如得鱼。
And just to drive, to go into the deep waters and to save man as catching fish.
帮助我们能够把目光的焦距信心的焦距常常定睛在你的身上。
And we place our vision and our focus of our faith on you often.
也求你帮助我们得到属天的启示。
May we receive heavenly revelation.
认识你是谁。
To recognize and know who you are.
在地上的时候能够常常体贴神的心意。
So that while we are on earth, we can be mindful of the heart and will of God.
使教会在地上能够真实的成为你的见证。
So that your church here on earth may become your true testimony.
我们谢谢你给我们这段时间交通。
We thank you for giving us this time of fellowship.
我们求圣灵做分辨的工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would do the work of discernment.
如果不是出于你的，求你的血来遮盖，也让我们能够忘记。
May your blood cover all the things that are not of you, and may we forget.
出于你的，求你帮助我们能够在生活当中实行。
And the things that are of you, may we remember it and may we carry it out in our daily lives.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们下边有一些报告。
Next we have a few announcements.
弟兄姐妹们都知道，现在美国的疫情还是非常的严重。
Brothers and sisters all know that the pandemic in the U.S. is still severe.
那我们各项的聚会呢现在都是改在网上举行。
And all our meetings are now held virtually.
星期二我们有仍然有祷告聚会。
We still have prayer meeting Tuesday night.
是按照各组的分组祷告。我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入祷告。
And it's split according to our prayer group, so we encourage brothers and sisters to attend and enter into prayer.
如果你还不知道你是哪一组的话，可以问一下附近的弟兄姐妹们。
If you are still unclear of which group you belong to, you can ask brothers and sisters.
星期五有仍然有各自的读经，星期六在东南区有读经聚会。
We have Bible study for the different groups on Friday and also the Southeast District Bible study on Saturday.
主日我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们在家里或者是跟一些小组里面的弟兄姐妹们擘饼纪念组。
And on Sunday, we encourage brothers and sisters to gather in their homes with family or with brothers and sisters online to break bread.
下一个主日是孙弟兄交通，孙家荣弟兄翻译。
Next Sunday, Brother Godwin's son will be sharing a message and Brother Ben's son will be interpreting.
请为我们的弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brothers' service.
我们周五晚上和主日也有分别有儿童在线上的聚会。
Friday night and Sunday morning, we also have virtual meetings for the Sunday school children.
中文周五读经的基督生平组有一个特别的报告。
There's a social announcement for the Friday night Life of Jesus group, the Chinese group.
上一个星期五我们也已经结束了这个基督生平组的读经。
Last Friday was the conclusion of the earlier season of this group.
我们感谢主在过去的一年当中主的同在。
And so we thank the Lord for the presence of the Lord in this past year.
我自己我相信许多的弟兄姐妹们都感觉我们有非常美好的得着，我们就为着这个感谢主。
Myself included, and also other brothers and sisters felt that the Lord's presence was truly with us, and we received much.
从下一个星期五8月7号开始，孙弟兄带领我们要查考使徒行传。
Starting next Friday, August 7th,Brother Sun will be leading us in studying the book of Acts.
那使徒行传在1995年到97年的当中孙弟兄已经带领弟兄姐妹有非常详细的查考，信息也在网上可以看见。
From 95 to 97, Brother Sun had already led us in a very thorough study of the book of Acts. All the messages and information are posted online.
所以这次呢是重点式的查经，每周有一章。
So this time we'll be going chapter by chapter every week, but focusing on the main points.
请弟兄姐妹们为着祷告也预备心参加。
We ask brothers and sisters to pray for this and also prepare their hearts to attend.
如果有想更多了解或者是想参加的，可以跟我联系，可以告诉你上线的方法。
For those who would like to know more or would like to join, you can contact myself, and if you need help joining online as well.
请弟兄姐妹们继续为着福音祷告。
Please pray for the gospel.
周六福音聚会已经有过去两个月有聚会，那以后每个月还会有一次聚会，请弟兄姐妹们继续纪念。
We've already had two gospel meetings through the Saturday gospel meeting these last 2 months, and we will have more every month. So please remember this in your prayers.
那我们的周报上，在教会的网页上还有更详细的代祷事项，请弟兄姐妹们到网页上去看。
We have more details.Prayer requests and burdens listed on our website in the announcement section, so please go online to check those out.
我们的聚会今天就停在这里，神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
We'll end our meeting here today. May God bless all brothers and sisters.
再见。
Goodbye.